Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 127, verse 1. Unless the Lord builds a house, the work of the builders is wasted. The psalmist isn't merely talking about house building in this famous psalm. He's talking about everything we build: a life, a relationship, family, organization, city, or society, everything. There's no point in building anything without God, because it's bound to fail. Throughout the Bible, we're introduced to people who tried to go it alone. Adam and Eve are the supreme examples, but they were merely setting the pace for a succession of people who felt that they knew better than God, and who tried to build their lives without him. Jesus' teaching about the vine is very similar to this verse when he concludes, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." We simply weren't created by God to act independently of him. It doesn't work. The God who created us knows us better than we know ourselves, and it's only as we work in partnership with him that we can be confident of the future. This psalm is entitled the Psalm of Solomon, and he was supremely a builder. He had the privilege of building the awesome temple in Jerusalem, and at first things went well. However, he didn't remain faithful to God, and was particularly disobedient in his sex life. God had warned him that he shouldn't marry foreign wives because they might turn his heart away from God, and that's exactly what happened. Out of love for his foreign wives, he built pagan shrines for their gods, and even built a shrine on the Mount of Olives for Chemosh, the detestable god of Moab. Because Solomon refused to listen to the Lord and be obedient to him, God did as he promised, and tore the kingdom away from him and handed it on to others. The point is clear. We need to make sure that we invite God to be the builder of our lives from day one, and then make sure that we keep close to him as we continue to build. Let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you that you love us so much that you want to bless every part of our lives. Amen. Thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Have a great day.